Bonus episode featuring Amy Poehler, Seth Morris, and Joe Hartzler. Crap on YouTube.
Hey, speaking of hey, let's jump into the hey with crapping on some YouTubes. You got anything interesting, Brett?
Yeah.
Let's listen.
This is I Am a Gamer.
Who gave it to us? We should start telling people
what,
that.
Mate? Something like that.
You said what, mate?
Yeah.
Gave this to us. Twitter handles are like who's on first.
I can honestly say that I've been asked a million times why I play games. And I normally just shrug and say, it's a hobby. But that's a lie. Because when I'm in game, I'm at home. From the flames of Cataclysm to the icy mountains of Tamriel, anywhere I venture is the place I love and know. My entire life, people preached that I could be anything that I wanted to be. But when I told them that I wanted to be the captain of a ship, a spaceship, the spaceship that saves humanity, that I wanted to be Commander Shepard, they told me I need to get a grip on reality. And to them, a grip on reality means the American dream. Working 9 to 5, crammed up in a tiny cubicle, having 2.5 kids, a 2-story suburban house, and a white picket fence. I'd divorce once, and I'd have debt into my early 30s because I took some bullshit university degree that's supposed to help me in the end.
This isn't
reality. This is just a dull outlook on it. Now, I understand it's human nature to achieve greatness, but I can do this as Commander Shepard. I don't need a degree.
Is that the Halo?
And if I want to go on an adventure, I don't ever have to leave the comfort of my own home. Yet people spend an entire salary to travel, and I can't help but laugh. I've single-handedly stopped a reign of ancient wyverns from destroying a nation. But before I could do that, I had to learn their language, become a master in swordsmanship, smithing, archery, defense, magic, speech, hunting, and thieving. Not to mention I had to take down an entire fleet of assassins, along with a brigade of smugglers before I could even start my lessons in Dragonspeak. I've always enjoyed an adventure, but I hated pawning my limbs to afford an 18-hour car ride. And aside from being told that I can enjoy a white picket fence at the end of my career, all my years as a student was a balance between fractal formulas and believing I'd never be able to love.
I'm digging this music, man.
Literal insanity.
Wait a minute.
I saved Princess Peach. I wanted to be the guy, and I became the guy.
He's definitely Canadian.
I saved Bandage Girl.
I wanted to be the guy, and I'm definitely the guy.
Just to save Princess Zelda. But yet, I'm the eternal virgin. I'm the guy that's never going to love.
Uh-oh, who
and
said
sometimes
that?
Sometimes this shit doesn't make sense to me. Why people assume that I need to be out doing something
out
and away from home to have fun. When I have my own reality grasped between my hands. I have my own world at my fingertips. If I screw something up, I can rewind time. I can't do that in real life. But when I'm in game, I'm free to do what I please when I please. I'm free to enjoy things the way I want to. I can build my own kingdom and lead my people to freedom because I'm the mind behind the game. I'm the one who enjoys these games. I am a gamer, and I always will be.
Yeah.
Do you think aliens created that video for us to get us to become, like, do you think that... Do you think in the future they'll just be pod people that are their brains are attached to wires?
Well, one race of aliens created the not first person shooters for us to become sloth like, and then another race trying to help us created the first person shooters to train us to kill. So there's different video games battling each other, training us for different things for the big war that's about to happen.
But then, by that logic, way back in time, we started out as board games.
The aliens could only send us board games to train us because they didn't have the technology
to get us
yet.
Into. Yeah,
they were like, "We're going to get you better at life."
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to give you games like Life and Sorry and Perfection.
So, guys, we want Candyland to help kids, like not only be fun, but train them for what life's going to be. Life sure. skills.
Of so course. I mean, that's
we've all been
here.
Working on this. Mm-hmm. Tell me your ideas on how you've improved Candyland.
Well, I proposed a toll on the slides in Candyland when you slide down. I mean, somebody's got to pay for that, you know, getting from point A to point B.
And that lets them learn how to do taxes and stuff?
Well, to understand that you have a civic responsibility. It doesn't just happen for free. If you want to, you know, if you want to play the game, part of the game is mm-hmm. going down that slide, and part of that slide is maintaining that slide, mm-hmm. the infrastructure. I mean,
candy doesn't come from nowhere.
That's right.
I added a detour onto the game. It's a broken relationship way.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what happens is it starts out really great. You think it's going somewhere. And then it just doesn't work out. It's very unfulfilling. Eventually you're going to have to backtrack.
So kids don't really, they're not having these type of relationships. Is the game explaining relationships to then explain to them what they are to be broken?
It's a more realistic outlook. It's not all peaches and cream this time. You get your heart broken, and you have to keep playing the game.
Hey, how's things going with your father-in-law and your kid?
God damn, Walter, this guy.
Yeah, that's what I sensed, too.
He keeps postponing the court date now.
Right.
Yeah. And so it's just pushing it back.
Okay, I have an idea. What if some of the candies also contain birth control? Because I think population control is an important next step.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe when the kid lands on a fudgicle or a candy cane, they also can protect themselves against unwanted pregnancies.
Yeah. Well, if we're going to do that, I think we need to have random miscarriages then, just to let them know how to deal with
maybe
that.
Maybe that's
too.
A separate slide.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it would be. Yeah.
Different slide.
Yeah.
All right, what about the peppermint forest? Are we just going to leave that the same as it's always been?
Well, it's a great place for gay people to marry.
Mm-hmm.
I also think... Sure? Hold on. Why is that such a great place? I think that's maybe a stereotype that gay men like to go to the
woods. Because that's where gay people hook up, is out
in
the
woods. Yeah, the peppermint forest.
They want to get away from that.
Peppermint brambles.
They want to get out of the peppermint brambles and be able to stand on...
I had a different take on
it. The Nougat City Hall steps.
I had a different take on it. That we turn the peppermint forest, we this is a little complicated, but we infect it with a virus, and that virus is it's a bacteria that's caused because we eliminated the spotted owls that were in the peppermint forest, and they, you know, that threw off the whole ecosystem. So we teach kids about ecosystems. Slowly, we have some disappearing ink, so that forest slowly through time starts to disappear.
I always told you, find a use for all that disappearing ink we have.
Yeah.
Attention humans, for only $2 you can download Matt Bess's newest comedy album, Woo Pig Suey, Comedy for Atheists. Available at mattbesser.com. And remember to rate and review on iTunes. Help us become the best podcast in the music by Dragoon. They have a brand new album available at dragoongalaxy.bandcamp.com and on vinyl. Support real music. This has been Matt Besser's Improv for Humans.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. The wolf dead.